Shalom Aleichem, it's Sheftel Neuberger. I indeed consider it a gewaltige privilege and a pleasure to share some Divrei Torah with you, Chavrei Yeshivaseinu, and in this very, very incredible time that we're listening, that we're living through. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the more we learn, and the more we're involved in learning, certainly the better it will be for the world. What I'd like to discuss with you is the minig that we have. And as they state as I in Mishneh Berurah, but that's the minig that we're noyig, that when we make the bracha on the karpas, the Baruch Pri Ha'adamah, we should have in mind the Morer as well. The Mokar for this is a Rashbam in Psochim on Daf Kufyud Dalet Amid Beis. So the Rashbam says, Pshita hechadika shar yirokas, and most of us do have shar yirokas. Mevorach meikora betibul rishon ashar yirokas bari priho adoma. We make on the rockets that we're using for the karpas, we make a bari pri adama. The osur lahanes min oil mazeh b'le brocha. The kivin sheyesh lo shari rockets, hoch shapir tvei, this is better. Sheyivarech bari pri adama tchila. The hainu brocha haru'uya lahem, it's a brocha that's roi for those rockets. The yiftar es hamorar mi birchas pri ho adama. And it will pater the morer from the Bar Priho Adama. The Acher Kach Yivorech Al HaChazeres. And then when he eats the morer, he only makes the bracha of Asher Kedushadav and Mitzvah Tzivonu Al HaChilas Morer. That's the mokar for that with that which we do. The Bir Halacha in Simon Tof Ayin Gimel brings the following. It's talking over there that that you take the karpas and your mevorach abar pri adama va'oichel ve'enu mevorach acharav, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. In the Bir Halacha state, kosav hagrab biuroi, the chol zeh, that's true only kafi shitas hamechaber. If you hold like the mechaber in Tofayim Dalad, which is the Shita of the Rosh, the Mevorach Rak Brocha Achas Al Beis Kaisas Arishonim, that you make a Baruch Pri Hagafen by Kiddush, but you don't make a Baruch Pri Hagafen on the second Kais. Mishum the Halel of the Haggadah, Halel of the Haggadah lo have Hefzik, Lohochi Eino Mevorach Brocha Achroina, therefore you don't have to make a Brocha Achroina on the Karpas. The Somach Al birchas karpas, the somach birchas karpas yoichol, the asmach birchas karpas yoichol hamorer, believe brocha, because on the smach of the brocha and the karpas, you'll eat the morer without a brocha. And the mele birchas hamosim will pater both of them. Aval if he shitas hagor like the ramo, ukafim minogenu, that it's our minig. The mevorach al kol kais v'kais, the efshar lismach birchas kais rishon. You can't be simach on the birchas kais rishon. Mishum the hefsik behailula v'hagada, because the hefsik of halal v'hagada. That's why you have to make a bar pri agafen on the second kais. Yim kain efshar loymersh the simchim onu v'achilas mora al birchas karpas. Therefore, according to us, that we make a bracha on the second kais, we can't be simech for by achilas mor on the bracha of karpas, sharei hifsik behagoda vahelela, because halo vahagoda was a hefsik. Elo zokter, the ptura de moror mi bracha, the reason why we don't make a bari pri adama on the moror, is mishum dahavik idvorim haboyim besecha sudo. Because we hold that that's called part of the Suda, the Nifta b'birchas hamaitzi, that the Birchas HaMotzi potters it. Of course, the Rashbam clearly doesn't hold that way, because you're not eating it as a part of the Suda, you're eating out the mitzvah of Al-Achilas Mora. But he says, if we hold this way, that we have to hold like those who hold that it's the Yekol part of the Suda, and the Hamaitzi potters it. So if that's the case, Vim Kain, Hari Chayev Levorach Brocha Achroina Achal Achilas Karpas, that according to that Cheshman, because we hold that Halal, the Haggadah is a Hefzik, you'd have to make a Brocha Achroina after the Karpas, even the Lo Shayach L'Suda, it has no Shayach to the Suda Bar Achar Kain, Zeu Terev Divrei Agro. That's how he brings from the Goyen. He wants to say that the possibility to get out of this is like the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Tofai and Dalet says that the reason why we make a brocha, Dal Kol Kais Tzorach Livruche L'Kulei Alma, V'Afilu L'Man D'Sver Leid V'Hagoda V'Halela Lohavei Hefzik, that because we hold how of Hagoda is not a Hefzik, but the reason we have to make a brocha on each Kais is Mishum the Kol Chodah V'Chodah Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzmo. They are both a mitzvah B'Fnei Atzmo. So if we balance a mitzvah B'Fnei Atzmo, it needs its own brocha rishona, even a berachas hanen, and lochoch itzorach levorach al kol achas ba'achas. That's what he says. So according to the Magen Avraham, so that might make a difference, Zokter, that you can hold that the Bar Pri Adama, that Halav Adah is not a hefsik, but you have to make a brocha on the second kais because it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. But then he comes up and he says, Yesh lemer svara zu, the karpas umorah beis mitzvahs ninu, ulohochi einachas poteres eschavertov tzorachiyim. So he says, even on the Magen Avraham, he's got a problem, because karpas and morah are two separate mitzvahs. They're both, everything's rabbon, it's even the darba kaisis. But if it's a separate mitzvah, so lecheret should need its own birchas hanenin. So he blibes tzorachiyim in that beer halacha at the end, benogeya this shaila. I would like to offer a new way out of this issue. And it's based on the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Pevov and Bebez Pezayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara talks over there about someone who's shechting a lot of oifis, a sheikhet who intends to shecht a lot of chickens, and avada oif needs also kisui hadam. So when he shechts his first chicken, he makes a brocha on the shechita, and he makes a brocha on the kisui hadam. And the Gemara seems to say that you don't have to make a brocha when you shecht again, that we're not going to say that the mitzvah of Kisui Adam blives a hefzik from the Birchas HaShechita that will be mechayev you to make another bracha on the second Shechita. So on this, the Gemara asks the Kasha. Amar li Ravina l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava, v'amri l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi. Maishna mitalmidei d'Rav. Why is this different than the Talmidei the Rav? This is a Gemara also in Psochim and Daf Kuf Gimel. The Rav Bruna and Rav Hananel Talmidei the Rav have a Yasvi b'Sudasa. They were sitting at a Suda. Koyo lai Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva Sava was with them. Omru lei. So they said to him, Hav Nivarech, let's bench. Hodor Omru lei. Then they said to him, you know what? I changed our minds. Hav Lishti, let's drink some wine. Amar Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva Sava said to them, "You're in trouble." Hachi Amar Rav, Kivin Domar Hav Levarich. Once you said, "Let's bench," Ister Leila Mishti Chamra, then you can't drink wine anymore. And Pashtas most Rishonim learn not that you have to bench and then make a bracha on wine, but you have to make a bracha Rishonim on the wine. So Hachanami, Kiven de itfalei lekisui, since he, after the shechita, he went to do kisui adam, echayev le levracha, you should have to make a bracha the second shechita. What's the difference between this business? Now, havlon nevarech means also that avad, if you benched, it's poshut that you would have to make another ber pri agafen, which is what we do whenever we bench on a kais. We make a ber pri agafen after the benching, even though we drank wine during the suda. To which the Gemara says, hochi hashta, there's no tushto. Hossam over there, when they're ready to bench, mishta ubruchi bahadi adodi loy efshar. It's not shayach to drink and to bench at the same time. Hocha, over here, efshar deshochit b'chada u'michsi b'chada. Here, the baal, you can, even if he's doing kisui adam with his left hand, he could shech with his right hand at the same time. And in mele v'baal, you can do both at the same time, even though l'maisa, just like by birchas hamazon, it should be a break that makes you chayv to make another ber pri agafen, because over there mishnu bruchi is not shayach to do. So at the same time, so that lives a hefsek and you have to make another bracha. But by shechita and kisui, you don't have to make it. Zok Tosfos on Pezayin Amud Aleph at the top. That mikan hoya oimer harav Rav Yomtev shim omad ma'achilos of yispalo kishechayzer uba lechol tzorech levorech birchas hamazon velitol yodov levorech hamaitzi mishum demechol utzluya behadi adari loy efshar. So he brings a sheet that he wants to say, based on this Gemara, if you're mafsik, you have to daven minchal marshal, you're eating a suda and it's getting close to shkia, so you get up and daven. According to this Gemara, that will be mechayev. You have to bench and wash again to continue the suda. The ein nira, and Tosfos holds that there's no tushtel. The loydam miklal, there's no tushtel. Mishum dehocha hav the levorech, hav a gemar dover. That's a gemar dover. It's finishing up the suda. It's saying let's bench is like you benching, and it's the gemar dover. V'havei hefsek, v'chein kisui. And the same thing as kisui adam is the hashlama of the shechita of the first chicken. Ilav de efshar b'hadi adodi, if it wouldn't be that you could do shechita and kisui at the same time, so avada, that's a mafsik because the kisui blives a gemara on the original shechita. Avol tefila lo havi gemar lesuda. But tefila itself, that's not a gemar lesuda. The otter and birach besuda al hara'omim. What if there was a thunderstorm and he made a bracha on the lightning and the thunder? So afilu bar pri agaf, and somebody brought him wine in the middle of the suda. So yitzarech litol yodov ulevorech hamaitzi mishum demechu lebruchi ba'adi adodi lo yefshar. Avada, that can't be the pshat. Avada, that's not true. And you see also that the Gemara says that if people go away to do something else, to order shul, as long as you leave somebody behind, when they come back again, they don't have to make any brother, they continue the suda. So the pshat is, Tosfos is saying that avada, this hagdora of mishta ubruchi bahadi adodi, loy efshar, that's only true if the bracha that you're doing has some kind of a cheftza of a gemar. That if it's a gemar of something, then avada, that blibes a mafsik. That's a mafsik. But a bracha that's not a gemar, whether it's davening or making a bracha on thunder and lightning, avada, or even wine that was brought in the middle of the suda, avada, that none of that counts as any kind of a hefsek. I want to suggest the following, that the pshat is that maybe over here we can understand, use this svara of Mishta Bruchi Bahadi Adodi to be Mechayev a bracha on the second kois. Why? The din is that Meikar Adin, on the bracha that you made for Kiddush, you can drink wine as much as you want throughout the time of the Haggadah, and you don't make another bracha. The only those who answer that only answer it because they're afraid you're going to get shikr and you won't be able to do the mitzvah halayla properly. Aber avada. If they all say mefurish that you can drink anything else that's not meshaker, and when you make a bara pri hagofen by kiddush, that pater shahakol on anything that you drink after that. So the pshat is that kol zman you're saying the Haggadah, that Bayer Pri HaGofen of Kiddush is there, it patters drinking wine, not that a little bit that won't bring you a shikras, but it certainly patters the drinking anything else, any other kind of liquid water or any kind of juice or whatever you have you don't have to make a shahakol on, that first Bar Pri HaGofen patters it. This only works until we come to the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu. We make the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu holding the kais biyadenu, the kais sheni biyadenu, when we make the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu. That bracha is a bracha that's Messiah the Haggadah. And because you're holding the wine in your hand and making that bracha, that will qualify as a mishto ubruchi bahadi adodi loy efshar. Because vibal that bracha has a din of gemar legabe the Haggadah, the wine that you're holding in your hand on which you're making that bracha, that blives a hefsik for that wine. And will not blive a hefsik for the Bari Pri Ha'adoma, because you're not holding that in your hand, you're not dealing with that. Over here, when I'm making the bracha, holding the kais shel yayin in my hand and saying Asher Ga'alonu, I want to suggest that the Mishnah Bruchi Bahadi Adodi Loy Efsher over here makes a hefsik that the first Bari Pri Ha'agofen doesn't work anymore, and the Mela, that's Mechayev, second Bar Pri HaGofen that we have to make. It's Mechayev, the second bracha that we have to make. That's how I would want to answer this shaila. Masha Enkein, Legabi the Bar Pri Adama, about do we hold that Hallel and Agoda is not a mafsik. The mafsik is holding the wine in your hand and making the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu, which is the siyum of the Haggadah, that blibes it, that qualifies in Tosfos' definition of Mishti Ubruchi Bahadi Agodi Loy Efshar. That is not shayach to do. Azei volt as gevolt for Anferen, the Bir Halacha's problem, and to justify our minig. For many, many years, it bothered me. The beginning of the Haggadah, right after Avodim Ayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim, which of course is the original answer to what tonight is about. Then we go off on a tangent to talk about the mitzvah of what we do all year. Is there a mitzvah to be masker Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelois, Agantza Hagadora, and then we talk about the Dalad, the Arba Bonim. Thus haste, we have a discussion before we actually start the real Haggadah, either from Mitzchiloi Ve'Avodah Zorah or from Tzeo Lumad, which are the Iker, is the Maskel, the Gnus, the Messiah, and the Shvach, which is the Iker part of the Haggadah. we have all this discussion of the pratim of the mitzvah agansior and talking about the arba banim. Why is that? You don't have that by anything else. You don't have to say before you take a lulav, so esrig, to say over the mishnayis, the halachas of lulav hagotel v'ayovish pasul. We never discuss in any other mitzvah that we do the pratim of the mitzvah as part of doing the mitzvah. What's going on over here? Why is there such a hagdara in the Indian of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I believe that this dawned on me recently, that maybe the pshat is, it's really the answer to Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh. In order to be able to understand the shinui of tonight, of the night of the Leil Seder, over the rest of the year, first of all, we have to establish, what do we do regularly? Kedei to understand that what we're doing now is different. This is the kasha that we ask is Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh Mikol Halaylois. Why is this night different, and what is the difference? In order to understand the difference, so we have to point out what the differences are. Number one, maybe there is a din of the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, maybe there isn't. Good, but that's all there is. Tonight is much different than that. Not only that, tonight is different because the approach that we have to use to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, to show the Shinui of tonight over every other time, is that we have to deal with our Baal Banim, that we have to understand that we have to give over the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically to different people with different capabilities. You have to give it to them in an oifen that they can accept it, that they can understand it, that they can go along with it. And in Mela, that becomes part of the Haggadah, because that's part of defining the Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh. That's part of defining the Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh. And also, in Tzeilumad, the Baal Haggadah takes the psukim, the first four psukim that you say when you bring Bikurim. Why did the Baal Haggadah choose those psukim? And I believe the pshat is, the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is to say HaKoras HaTzayv to the Rabbeinu Shalelo. So Klal Yisrael has a terrible problem. What am I supposed to say? Mi Yimalu Gvuras Hashem Yashmia Kol Tehillosei. I can't say I can't make up what to say. Zokti Rabbeinu Shalelo V'anisa V'amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Arami Ovid Ovi, etc. Say these words and you've said it all. The Baal Haggadah Farshtanin, that in this Vayered Mitzrayma, Vayogar Sham B'msei Miot, the four psukim that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that are part of the din of Havas Bikurim, is that the Rabbeinu Shalom told us these words contain the whole story. And then the Baal Haggadah goes and takes every phrase and expands on it. Why? Because the pshat is, the mitzvah is, kol amarba hareza mishubach. So the Baal Haggadah gives us the start of how we do a kol hamarba. Saying the words themselves tell the story. The Rabbeinu Shlomo goes kaveya, these words contain within it the whole story. Our kol hamarba comes from the fact that the Baal Haggadah takes each phrase and darshens it and expands upon it. And the mela, if we then, in our taitch of those psukim, expand in even more, then avada, where that's all a kiyum of kol hamarba bedrash psukim elo harei zeh mishubach, as the Rambam says it, that's what we're being mekayim at the Seder. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens to all of us that we get stuck on the first part of discussing the mitzvah of the Haggadah and the Arba Bonim, and then the clock is running and we want to get to the mitzvah Salayla before Chatzais, that the rest of the Haggadah gets run through. But Lemaisa, we have to understand, Avada, the first part, is to partaych manishtano halayla azeh. And in order to know the shinui of halayla azeh, you have to know the difference from what's different, what we do every night, and what tonight is different. That's Avada, part of answering the manishtana. But the Iker Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Chavada in the drash of those sukkim, and even in the part before, in the other mandamra, then mitchilo avodah zarah, there are the places where we should make our extra efforts. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has put us in a tremendous bind. All the mekaymus by us, we keep the first 12 days of Nisan as Chanukas HaMizbeach, as Chanukas HaMishkan, because Kedushas Mishkan is a portable Kedusha. And that's the mucker for the Kedusha that we have in Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashas. Unfortunately, the Rabbanu Shalom took those away from us in this terrible matzav that we're in. The only Mokum Kedusha that he left us is the Migdash Ma'at of our batim. This Pesach resembles in many, many ways the Pesach Mitzrayim. Number one, this year Shabbos HaGadol comes out on the 10th, which is the day that they took, that Klal Yisrael was Moser Nefesh, to take the Seh, the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, and separate it and take it for the Korban Pesach. Our Leil Pesach is going to be on the same Yom Dalad Balaylo that it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's another interesting Tzustel to think about. By Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, V'atem loyseitu ish mi Pesach beisai ad baiker. Klal Yisrael had to stay in their homes in order to have the protection of the Dam and the Mashkef and the Shtei HaMezuzos from the Kivin Shenitin Rishus LaMashkef LaHashkef Shuvein HaMavchin. So we're confined to our homes also on account of a Mashkef. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is maybe leading us by this sort of repetition of the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ulai Efsher, that this is leading up to the Voldevers to Helfen, that Benisim Nigalu Benisim Asidim Ligoyel. Chakoshev Sameach to all of you, and Davis is all Helfen, that b'schus of the kiyum of our mitzvahs, b'simcha, and the avoda of the Leil Pesach in a gewaldika oifen with our immediate families. Unfortunately, many of us won't have the children and einaklach that we normally will have at our Seder, but we should make the best of what we have and use it as a time to be mechazik our avodas Hashem, so that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should see Klal Yisrael understands that all that's happening comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Iker, he's talking to us. And if we do it right, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring an end to this geferlich of magefa, and we should be zeicher that those who are sick should have a refuah shleima, and perhaps even we be zeicher, all of us, to the Nisan Nigalu of Nisan Asidin Ligoyal. Chag Kosher V'Sameach to you all.